Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell your enemies, tell everybody, everyone. This show is for general audiences. You are listening to Cocoon in the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It is 11:30 on the dot. On the dot. And you know what? Don't listen in. Call in. Get involved. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Oh, there's that rumor. No. There's that new ridiculous rule. You got to dial a 1 first before you. So that's 1-515-605-9709. Please. Awesome. And don't listen to our magic. Listen to that of Maya Harrison. You can pick her up on her actual website. It's www.mayamaya.com. www.mayamaya.com. Yes, all one word. Okay, so previously you've been listening so far, and you dang well had better. When DJ Butterfly Feces was living in McKinleyville, California almost his entire life and felt that the world was passing him by. So what happened? He literally got on a... He had a huge falling out with his family, left the house, put the clothes on his back, and basically one of those long sticks with a bandana and his stuff tied in it, thought, now I'm going to make it on my own. Yeah, right. But oddly enough, it did happen. How? Well, some other people at the moment didn't exactly have residency and employment at the moment, just happened to be right on by. Right on by. In the woods of McKinleyville, you know, they had their own little campfire and their own little convoy. They had a collection, a trailer, some cars, whatever. They were camping out there for the night, and one of them, Organic OK, told about his mission, how he personally himself was not actually a homeless person, but a man who was in the money, who was in wealth and prosperity, and was going around trying to spread a message to the people, honestly, to help clean up whatever, to get all the homeless people connected, and thus get the world connected. And as for our hero, to be his messenger. And he basically tapped him on the shoulder and swore him in. I dub thee DJ Butterfly Feces. He gave him a handle and told him not to use the ones his mommy and daddy gave him. You know, that's the other thing? He especially didn't want to use the ones his mommy and daddy gave him. Because, and this is the important part. Guess what? He didn't personally want to, he didn't want to be reminded of anything they had to do with. He thought, they're dead to me. I'm going to be reinventing me. I'll be out there on the road. I'm going to be somebody else. I'm going to be something else. Something else is going to happen. Spent the night in that tent, and then he went with them all the way around, all the way across the country to Miami, Florida. Stayed there for a good period of time. Went to Miami Beach and all the other beaches. Miami has a lot of beaches. Went to all those sandy shores and basically incorporated the cause. And then to Seattle, Washington, in January, no less, because this happened early in the year, to Scottsdale, Arizona. And also even leaving the country and going to Antigua in the West Indies. He went all about. Finally, last we saw him, he had basically just spent some a little bit more recent time in the city of San Diego, and he had an epiphany. Now, as we find him now, he's back on the road. Where to, Will? As we were on the road, basically, all these thoughts were going through my head about everything I saw. Yeah. Okay. See, here's what got to me. Now, let's be honest here for a second. People die all the time. Someone dies every 15 seconds. I think that's a statistic. You have to look up the exact, precise, whatever. And you know something? think about how many people in the world, it's pretty natural. But then when enough people see it happening right there in front of them, it makes us realize how fragile it all is and how any one of us could be next. And the thing is, what happened on those streets was so horrible. And of course, people basically die all the time. And just as many people are being born, as many people dying. But when you see somebody who's wasting away, when you think about how the numbers have gone up thanks to all the vagrancy, people being thrown adrift out on the street to die, that we've become basically a society that's basically stuck back in the dark ages, except for everyone's living like kings and emperors. And a few are. Well, the majority is basically being thrown, cast adrift to waste away. That woman was blind, deaf, and she didn't get sickly. She didn't get that way until she was on the street. I know she didn't have much time left. But dang it all, she would have had a lot more time if she wasn't in the first place. And you know what? Her family was upset, but they shook their heads and they said, well, she was in a bad way. She was heading on the way out anyway. One of them said, hey, that happens all the time, man. I've seen it happen before. It's a big city or whatever. All I could think about was the fact that we've become desensitized. It's like when school shootings start, nobody makes a big deal anymore. Have we become so callous, self-involved, insensitive, so dehumanized that we just don't give a damn? Yeah. I talked to OK, but bro, that happens. And you know what? I know you wanted to save her, but you saw she was in a bad way. She's not suffering anymore. You know what? That's why we're doing all this. Some of them aren't going to make it until we can save them. But the point is, we're going to. Here we are. We're going someplace. Was it cold in San Diego? I nodded. We're going someplace a little warmer. Where? Texas. Once again, it was still early in the year, but I got to tell you something. Texas. I thought, oh, thank God, we're going down south. And it could look like Antigua, but it's going to be nice and warm and warm after all that cold, cold weather, I can't begin to tell you. Once again, I kept wondering why everybody who was homeless didn't move south, where it was warm. Well, maybe there'd be too much congestion. Maybe they thought they could turn things around and wind up back indoors. I don't know. Maybe they still look at that place as their home. And just because they were kicked out of their home doesn't mean they're homeless. They still like their home alma mater. And dude, we're here. Stop pontificating. Stop being so damn dramatic and get out of the trailer. Remember, we enjoy ourselves, but we're here to help clean things up and make this place a better place. Austin, Texas. Now, understand something. I didn't know very much about Texas, I mean, unless you actually live there, nobody really knew much about Texas. You're based on most stereotypes, Kept looking around for guys in cowboy hats and boots. I think I saw one, but he was just a tourist looking for the experience. Most Texans were trying really hard not to, how do I put this? Prove they were cowboys. They all wanted to be cowboys, but they all didn't. They were all trying to prove that Texas had changed since 1807. I know there were a lot of Mexican people here, too. I know. The border was just right nearby. It makes perfect sense. It's like in Florida. We didn't just see a lot of senior citizens. We saw a lot of Cubans, too. I mean, during low tide, they all came in, what have you. But the point was, we had lives to save. I came across some gentlemen who you may find very interesting. What's your story? I fought in the war. Who are you? I want to tell my name was DJ Butterfly Feces. I mean, let's be honest. Now, Organico gave me that name for a reason, but I'm trying to get these people to help clean up, help pick up, you know, put up a shut up, because Lord knows we all need to work together and help. But, I mean, dear God, to actually tell them, how was I going to get anyone involved with the cause, get them listen to me? My name was DJ Butterfly Feces. So instead of telling them my name, I told them the story about how I got there, all I've been through, and I told them my personal mantra. And I also told them what Organic OK meant by DJ Butterfly Feces. The whole theory of the worm, the caterpillar that goes in that little cocoon, that little workshop, and becomes a butterfly, and all that. I know. I did. In a way, I said, it's a very real thing. We could be living better than this here, good people. I mean, we all wound up on the street. I mean, but the thing is, look, you got to understand something here, boy. Look, I love this country, which is why basically I'm so sad it did this to me. I fought for my country. We all did. We all served. I looked at him, stunned. This was our reward. We went out there and fought and killed to defend it. We came home, we got spit on, and you know what? Our country did not take care of us. See, I heard about this. Now, one of the most terrifying things of all was whatever was the cut in the military budget. What was terrifying? You know, you'd think that basically those who went out there and fought to defend, fought to fight, fought to whatever, that they'd basically truly going to, I don't know. No, you think that the government's going to take care of you for life. I know everything isn't going to be in Uncle Sam's dime. Not going to take everything, but sure, they'd be taken care of, but no. It's always a painful thing when you see a war vet on the street. Because you keep thinking, maybe he should have died over there. Would you have paid for the funeral? But he survived, so to hell with him. Let's throw him out there on the street to die. Let him die here at home. I was angry. I told him my plan. Actually, it was Organic OK's plan. I told him the stories about everything I told you so far. I told them. They said, why should we help this country? Look what they did to us. They left us. I told them, everybody united. We're all part of something. That's what they said in the service. Now, come on. Here, look. Austin, Texas. We can basically, I mean, the capital of basically the Lone Star State, you know? Home of the Cowboys. That's Dallas, boy. Well, when Apollo 13, that's Houston. Dang, boy, you really are from out of town, ain't you? Yeah, I guess I am. Where are you from? Not Texas. That doesn't matter. The point is, I'm in Texas now. We're all in Texas, and we should be doing something to make Texas a little bit brighter. Make the Lone Star State shine like the morning star. They just looked at me. How? I asked them basically all to join together. I asked them to show me. I asked everyone to come over here because I want to talk to them. I asked them to say, hey, come on. I managed to basically tell everybody about basically my theory, my mantra. And we all went up one by one, picking up a lot of the garbage, throwing it away. We didn't just do that. I went out of my way to make the world know that we were doing that. The homeless was cleaning up all around them. And it ain't just about getting props. innocent. See, it's all about making sure that there is uniting force and whatever, so that basically these people will be taken care of. It's 11:45 here on the Cocoonin from the Microphone program with DJ Butterfly Feces here. Call in, give us your 2 cents. We're at 515-605-9709. It's 515-605-9709. A lot. You know, not just this program. Check out Maya Harrison. You can catch all her songs, all her performances on YouTube. See what that girl is doing right about now. This program is brought to you by the one, the only Organic OK, who is, as we speak, going around there trying to clean up much of the world, telling everybody, especially the vagrants, to make things better and to make sure life is better for them. I talked to them. I talked to a lot of the people, and I said, what is so great about Texas? I asked exactly. And they told me all the historical stuff, the Alamo, you know, the fact that one of the war veterans told me, listen, never would have been a Republican had I known about this. I mean, I hate the Democrats because they were so wishy-washy, asking to throw money away and be lazy deadbeats and the cut in the military budget. But, I mean, they didn't take care of us, man. They really did not take care of us one iota. I'm embarrassed to say that basically when we started head towards Texas, I was thinking that they were going to, you know, all I was thinking about was a bunch of Texas stereotypes. That's the first thing that came to mind. I told you, people, I spent most of my life in McKinley. I know a lot of my life had changed, but what do you think? But if you don't live in Texas, what do you think of when you think of Texas? Now, me personally, I told us, okay, let's unite. So you know what we did? We went around. We started picking up garbage everywhere we went. Started going around almost like in a conga line connecting and whatever. Not all of us. Because some did not agree. And the main reason for that is you kind of realize some were still so mad they got kicked out in the street in the first place. They didn't want to connect. It's like, when you're slighted by someone, when you're disadvantaged, when you're punished by somebody, even if it's rightly so, you're not exactly feeling, you know, all like, I'm in a hurry to help these people in the first place. I knew the feeling. Nah, but I'm here for a reason. Come on. I'm here for a reason. What to do. Honestly. We did pick up some of the garbage, and then we basically did kind of make Austin shine just a little bit brighter. But, of course, we knew it wasn't going to last forever. I'm racking our heads thinking, what do we do? I sat down and asked the war veterans, didn't you have any family you can stay with? Nah, man. You know why I joined the military? Because basically, glad I didn't have a family, wanted to belong to something. I wanted to belong to something. I wanted to be part of something. I didn't have a family of my own, and most people join the military, they don't have a family waiting for them back home. They didn't just sign up because they want to help. They signed up because what else they got? People object to the whole fact we have to go to war in the first place, but if we didn't, everything would be, a lot of things that would have happened. There'd be no freedom of expression. There'd be poverty and oppression. We made a lot of things happen. It's sad that we had to go to war at times, but we did. I thought about that. And also about the biggest crime of all. forget about just being saluted every single, you know, somebody sounding off and trumpeting you, waving the American flag every single time you walk by. We all want respect, but come on. I'd have comfort and luxury. I mean, these people, it is for their country. They're the one on the street. I was just thinking, I went back to, I asked some of them to come with me. I said, okay, you have feces? One of the soldiers looked at me, feces? What? No. It's just, what is it? Could we maybe take some of, could we take some of them on the trip? Could we take some of them aboard? Can we basically have them, you know, join the fun bus?
Yeah, okay.
Not all of them, though. I told him the story. I told him about how some of these guys were military veterans. I said, yeah, but look, we can't just bring them all along. I'm sorry,
man. We can't take all of them along, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? That happens. Now, what are you doing to help these people? I told him. I went around there picking up trash like crazy. Where is it? No, dude, why don't you pick up trash? You pick up trash. It's good. We're all picking up trash here. That's good. How are you making sure they're getting sheltered? Tried going to a lot of those shelters. They're all, you know, whatever. And at some point, I thought, okay. These guys were Republicans. They were. They fought for their country. Surely there has to be some shelter for them. So I managed to basically, honestly, I was walking all across, basically going to the local homeless shelters. We went to City Hall in Austin, Texas, and demanded that these soldiers were taken care of. Marching there, rattled some chains. We got plenty of slam doors in our faces, but I'll tell you one thing. We finally got one place that said, guess what? We finally found a homeless shelter that agreed to take three of them in, to sign them up. And then they asked me if I could, was going to stay too. I said, I've got a few more lives to save. And I did. But the funny thing is, guess what? They didn't take all the veterans. Some of them wanted to come with us on the trip. I was more than just moved. I felt like our family was growing. But what to do about the fact that Austin, Texas, that there is an abundance, once again, of homelessness and enough being done about it? Well, say it wasn't as big as San Diego, there's going to be a lot less homeless shelters. It's not as big a problem as because we're not in such a cold climate. I went down there and basically talked and tried to get them to expand their homeless shelters a little bit. And maybe there had to be some way to get some of these guys, like, back in the program. Get this. I actually managed to talk and figure out how to get two random homeless people on the street. I convinced that they signed up for the military. At first, they were hesitant, but how do I put this? Eventually they realized it was the military of the street. I don't know whatever happened to them. All I know is that... Now, I was basically just about to say, okay, I've done enough good. Maybe I should be trying to figure out how to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Enjoy, do some sightseeing in Austin. I want to see all the town had to offer. So I asked one of the vagrants to show me around. And we started talking. So where are you from? McKinleyville. Where the hell are you from? Don't mock me. I'm from here. I lost everything. What happened? family. Robbed our house. Our house got robbed. Lost my job. Had nothing had nothing. A lot of us out here are like that. Couldn't cut it. Couldn't manage anything my whole life. What do you mean? What happened? Well, got fired, didn't have like a real job, what have you. When I was about 18, I was still kind of with my family for a while. One day we came home and the house had been robbed. They got everything. Father couldn't keep his job. Mother took off to live with them, and my mother took off to live. And I think my mother and father are still together. I don't know whatever happened to my sisters, but I'm here on the street. And I thought, dang. Okay, let's recap. I was out here on the street because this is more or less what happened to me. I couldn't get basically a chop in that town. Once again, even the little menial stuff has been taken, and the bar for whatever job is being raised every 10 seconds. So there's more and more people being thrown on the street. That's a problem. America ain't the land of opportunity no more, and haven't been for a while, but it ain't just an America thing. This homeless epidemic is really awful, but it's got especially bad in America. What to do? This guy and me shared sort of the same what have you. I remember thinking, oh, I got to hear this. So I went to the nearest beach in Austin, sat down with him and said, okay, tell me everything. And he started to. I've been homeless ever since I've been 18 years old. I couldn't get a job, couldn't really find much of an apartment, whatever. There are people here who basically, literally, you know, if they could find a job, there's not necessarily a lot of vacant apartments for rent. I was just sad. Really, really sad. You got friends, don't you? You got friends, don't you? Yeah, a lot of vagrants. We all try to look out for each other, especially because all we got is each other. I got to tell you something. It's really hard out here. It's really bad. No matter where you are, if you're homeless, you're homeless. You want to sit and talk for a while? Just tell me who you are. All right. You tell me who you are, I'll tell you mine. Tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. All right. What happened? Well, I'll tell you what. Tune into our next episode to find the conversation we had and what we decided to do throughout Austin, Texas, and how this experience turned out to be an important one also. Really, exactly. It is 11:59 here on Cocooning from the Microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces. We're at 515-605-9709. Check out our next show. And check out Maya Harrison. Check out her Planet 9 products. This show has been brought to you by Organic OK. Thank you. Please, stay with the cause. Thank you.